everyone. I'm Michael Goger, and I'm your host for the next hour. My pleasure in the thoughts. I got a caller already.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
It's a Jelly. How you doing?
Who is this?
Jelly.
Jelly, how you doing?
Still looking for a job. I'm just wondering.
Hang on for a second. Let me just announce the show start.
Okay,
all right?
Sure. No call.
And then I'll go to you, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
You're
going
to be like a mini guest tonight.
Oh.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay, I just want to let everybody know what's going on in case there's some new listeners. My name is Michael Goger. I'm a psychic medium. I'll be your host for the next hour. This is my show, Your Inner Thoughts, at BBS Radio. We have toll-free phone-in for psychic readings. Toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Okay? And I have a caller, and his name is Jelly. And Jelly, you were asking about your job.
Yeah, well, I had another interview, but so far I still haven't had any offer yet. I'm just wondering if you can take another look.
Okay, buddy. So you had an offer, you were saying? And
no, another interview.
Oh, you had another interview, and you're waiting for...
I'm just wondering if the company is going to offer anything at all. It has been, almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, since I had the last interview, so...
Well, I'm feeling you may have to wait maybe another 2 weeks, but I do feel decisions are being made, and I'm feeling positive with you. I feel like where you had the interview, do you have a friend or an inside connection?
Well, it's when I was initially hooked up with the company, it's through a friend.
Okay. 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 That's what I'm feeling. And do you know? I feel like somebody knows you or knew of you, or I believe they like you. I'm leaning towards you hearing something probably within the next 2 weeks, and I'm feeling like it's in your favor. I really do. Keep hearing. Get contacted by personnel, I keep hearing. They're going to contact you. I am leaning towards them contacting you, Jelly, probably within the next 2 weeks, and I feel like you'll like what they're saying, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But hang on for a second.
Sure.
They're probably going to, you know, I'm feeling another interview, I think, or a second stage to the interview. That may be a possibility, too. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just feeling it for some reason. Like I'm going to have to go for another interview or a second stage of it. Let's see. It's going to be a little different than what you're used to, but I feel like you'll be okay with it. A little bit out of your... what you normally do for a living, but connected. But a little bit different, but you'll be all right with it.
Okay. Is this new form of work is more related to talking to clients? So I'm just not sure. What are you picking up?
I feel advising. Advising and training. Strange. I feel like I'm training and advising and teaching. You're instructing. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if they're going to want you in training or they're going to want you to do training and then supervising,
okay.
Maybe even.
Well, that's all possibilities.
Or instructing or training. I just feel like I'm doing something like this. And I'm hearing there was a delay, some kind of a delay in the decision-making process. It slowed it down just a little bit, but that's being done away, what I'm hearing. So I'm willing to bet within 2 weeks you do hear something. And it's probably going to be that they're interested and probably want a second stage to the interview. And I feel like there, you know somebody, or somebody, you have an inside, like somebody's going to advise you what to say and how to handle it. I don't, does this make sense to you, a relative or a friend or somebody guiding you with this job or can help you or connect you?
I'm not quite sure. Well, I could, I guess, contact my friend again, but...
Was somebody in the office like you?
Okay.
Somebody in the interview stage liked you. There's a liking there from the inside, a connection of some kind. Hang on for a second. Almost like they're going to tell you, give you some tips or some hints on how to do something or handle something that's going to make it even easier and better for you, too. You're going to have an ally. I'm feeling an ally, actually. An ally within the... I want to say the administration.
Okay.
Hang on for a second.
Yes, sir.
You know, I feel like, Jelly, you maybe you put a lot of pressure on yourself, too.
Okay.
I got a feeling like I need to back off a little bit. Almost like it's either maybe it's a stress from looking for a job. That could be that would register as a lot of stress. But I feel like there's a little bit more, a little above and beyond. You might want to relax a little bit, or take a break, or even meditate, or see look at the grand scheme of things, the grand picture. Sit back and look at the grand picture. You know you're going to be working, and you know what's going to happen. It's just the a matter
okay.
of time. Allow it to come through to you. And regrets. Looking back with something, too. It's almost like I get a feeling like I penalize myself or punish myself for something I did in the past. I don't know if it's education. Something you regretted doing. You think it might have threw you off in life a little bit. And it seems like it's kind of like baggage that don't need to be there. Stuff that you can let go from the past. Maybe interfering sometimes in your work world and financial world. Something from the past. I don't know if it was schooling or an opportunity you let go or passed over. But it seems like it haunts me sometimes. And it gets in the way in the things I want to do in the future. So beware of that.
Okay.
In your work world and financial world. Everything happens for a reason. I feel like I need to tell you this. Everything happens for a reason. There's no coincidences. And you are what you are and where you are when you're supposed to be. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So there is... just be aware of some regrets and looking back and don't let it... Try to let it go or work with that. Try to get... get rid of that if you know what it is I'm talking about. Or think about it or meditate on it. Now, give it 2 more weeks, Jelly, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be getting contacted. Okay,
all
buddy?
Right. Okay.
I get some numbers here. I got a 6 and a 5 and a 7. That's a strange set of numbers.
Okay,
huh?
5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Maybe that they would call me.
Maybe. They could be dates. They could be put a buck on them or birthdays or death days. All right, buddy?
Okay, thank you very much, Michael.
Take care, Joey. Thank
okay,
you
bye-bye.
For calling. Good luck with everything. Let me know. Keep me posted.
Yep. Thank
all
you.
All right, bud.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'll repeat that. We got a caller already? Okay, I'll repeat the toll-free number in the U.S., 1-877.
Yes, I was calling to see if I could get a reading with Michael.
Okay, hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I was just saying the number again, but let me go, you know what? Let me go into your reading. How's that sound?
Okay.
What's your first name?
My first name's Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you calling from, Rebecca?
I'm calling from La Grande, Oregon.
Oregon. Nice.
Yeah.
How is it there? Hot?
Yes, it's pretty warm.
It's baking here in upstate New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. The humidity. I don't know. I barely made it through the day. All right, I'm relaxed now, though. All right, Rebecca, right off the bat, I'm getting some baby stuff now. I don't know if you're expecting or trying or just had or somebody you know or close to you. So keep that in mind. I got a new baby thing going on there.
Okay.
And for some reason, I feel like I'm moving. I feel like there may be or need to be some moving. And I feel a big improvement in the family and the close tie situation. I feel healthy. I'm feeling healthier and more cozier in the family and in the home. So if there's anything going on, anything stressful or burdensome, it's going to clear up and improve soon.
Well, I just moved.
What's that?
I just got done moving.
Oh, you just got done moving. Okay. I was hearing moving, so.
Okay.
Are you expecting, or?
I know
there was some moving, and are you trying, or you know somebody that is? I was just wondering. I was just curious. You can just jot it down. And.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know anybody personally, and I'm not necessarily trying.
Okay. It's just something that may happen between now and the end of August. Usually my readings are 30-day, type time span. I'm also feeling maybe there's a possibility. Somebody may need some medical treatment or surgery, but I think it's expected and it's known. Does anybody need surgery or anything like that going on? That you can think of? You wouldn't even have to think about it.
No, my son just got done having surgery a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right. That's probably what I'm being shown.
And it was an expected surgery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was hearing and was feeling anyway, that there was some expected surgery. Let me see. Also, if anybody needs a job or is looking, they're going to find and be happy with it, and there's a real possibility that there could be a relationship developed, either a new one developing or one there getting better, because I'm feeling very inspired relationship-wise, and it could be romantically. So if you are single and looking, you're going to keep your eyes open. There's going to be a lot of activity there. And if you are in one, and it's going to get better, very absorbing or changing or becoming more profound. So.
Well, that's good news.
Okay. And I keep hearing it tell you there's justice coming for you, some type of justice or an answer or a peace of mind or an insight, something that's needed or being seek or sought after. And a prayer or something, something's being answered, something's being delivered to me. I feel like, and it's positive and it's doing something good for me. So it does look like you have a very good cycle here coming up between now and the end of August. A lot of new things going on and while heading in it's like, you were in a little bit of a wave and you went through it good, and it's going to get better now. You're on a stage where there's going to be forward and upward and positive stuff going on, settling in into the new home and the sun getting better and healing and this type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Getting busier at work too. My finances are getting better as I go into the end of August. I feel like responsibility is increasing, but also at the same time my income is getting better. Now, keep in mind I pick up on significant others and other people in the home, so.
Uh-huh.
But I am getting like a promotion or a raise or there's an increase here. And like I said, a little more responsibility may come with it, but even if it didn't, I still feel like an increase, a raise, or a promotion. So. But a good chance of having more responsibility, having my hands full. I feel very busy at the end of August, very involved, very busy, and I'm moving forward and I'm creating, and it's good for me. So you got a lot of good stuff going on there. Okay, the baby may be in the family. It could be like a sister or a brother or a cousin, so it may be a relative, but distant.
Okay.
Let's see. Got a lot of stuff around you. And you're in a stage where it's going to get more peaceful and settling. I feel like I'm settling. Things are smoothing out a little.
Okay, that's great news. I need that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to settle down and become more peaceful for you. And more focused, too. You'll be able to handle things better, too. That's about it. Possibility of some purchases. I feel like I'm buying something big, furniture or refrigerator or a car or something going on there, but just a hint of that. Now, and they're just saying money getting better again, so money getting better again after a little rough spot, a little rough spell, a little tight spell, things getting better financially. All right, I'll leave you with that. I'll give you some numbers here.
Okay.
I have a 10 and a 1 and a 3. I hope I helped you.
A 1 and a 3?
It's 10, 1, and 3. Yeah?
10, 1, and 3.
I hope I helped you and touched on what you wanted to hear anyway.
Oh, you did. That's great news, all of it. So I'm happy.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks.
How'd you hear about the show?
I actually heard it through a friend of mine.
No kidding. Good. Word of mouth. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Thank you. Tell some more friends.
I will.
If everybody just listening, tell your friends your inner thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
All right, everybody, if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the number, and it's toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227, and direct anywhere else in the world, dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And if you would like to contact me in private, I am available in private. You can just email me. My email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I am here on BBS Radio with my show, Your Inner Thoughts, twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi there. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Good, thank you. Great to get through. I've been trying a long time.
You've been trying to get through for a long time?
Is that what you said? Yes.
Okay. What's your first name?
It's Tina.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Tina?
I'm calling from a little town called High River. It's in Canada.
Oh. So you're dialing direct then?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the show on in the background?
You're through my computer, so.
Okay. Can you turn that down? I keep hearing myself in the background.
Okay.
Is there a way of turning the speaker off or walking away from it or?
Okay.
Because it would throw me off
better?
A little. Yep.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Your name is Tina, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you, Tina. And you said you were trying to get through and it took a long time, huh?
Oh, you bet. Weeks and weeks.
What's that?
For weeks and weeks.
Oh, for weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Okay, Tina. I feel like things are about to, your things in your life are changing a lot right now, or they will be, because I feel like you're in a major change here. And, are you about to go, are you in a relationship? I feel like there's a relationship that's going to increase in significance. I don't know if that makes
sense. I'm not in a relationship that you would consider a solid relationship.
Okay. That may change. Is that possible? Or am I picking
I would
on
love it to, but anything's possible.
I feel like it may change. I feel like it's going to become more more profound, more significant, another level type feeling to it. So give it time. I feel like, especially strong by the end of August, around the end of August, I feel like it should take a turn for the better or become closer or more or deeper. I'm getting a deeper relationship.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Did you just have a passing or is there an expected passing around you?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, no, this would be expected. You wouldn't even have to think about it. It would pop right into your head. Okay.
Nobody I can think of.
Okay. Are you moving?
It's not planned, but it could relate to something else.
You're not planning it, but it may.
It may. It could relate to something else. I'm trying not to lead you on here. So.
Okay. I don't like asking questions, but 10 minutes is so valuable.
Right.
What can
okay,
I do?
Well,
in 10?
I'd
rather go in like a laser beam and pick around
sorry,
everything,
pardon me?
Even if I got to ask questions. But I was just wondering if you were moving because you have a lot of change coming or you're going through it or you just went through it. Okay.
Well, I'm hoping that I'm going through a lot of changes. The move could be related to work.
I'm feeling it related to everything, work, where you're living, and relationship. And it's for
really?
The better. It's for the better. It's positive. It's an increase. Okay? And it's also a beginning. I mean, I keep hearing tell her it's a beginning. And I'm being pulled to my heart now. It's almost like there was something very deep or emotional or mental maybe that happened. And it led to me changing or becoming a different person. And I feel like that's going to add to the direction that you're going to be heading in. I feel like you're going to be... It's a general change in direction in life and attitude and in spirit. And I feel like this is what you're going to be experiencing between now and the end of August. And I feel like it's a positive
wonderful.
Thing. Though. I feel like it's a positive thing. I feel like it's something that you might have took on and made better, or it was just thrust in your lap and you took the challenge on, or it was something that happened and you survived it. But I feel like whatever this was or whatever the change was, it made you stronger and more focused, and now you're about to start creating with that. And it could go into your work world, probably is going to go into your work world and your finances and probably where you're living and your relationships. So, and I feel like he's going to spend between now and the end of August going through these types of things and feeling these types of feelings. So, I'm hoping this is making sense for you.
Vaguely.
Okay.
I guess we'll see with the surprise when it comes.
Okay. If you are looking for work or you need something to change at work, it's going to change or you're going to find something different. Okay?
Okay.
And if you do have to move or you're planning on moving, there's a real good chance you will move if you need to. I don't know if that helps you. I'm just trying to break it down.
It does, absolutely.
I'm just trying to break it down a little bit for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
perfect.
I'm also getting a release, too. Almost like there was something either physically or emotionally or mentally that might have been an obstacle or a problem, and I feel like I'm able to solve it or end it or drop it loose. It doesn't bother me no more. I hope that helps you a little.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's like a release. I'm getting a release from some burdens and obstacles, baggage. Keep hearing a release. Enabling you have a fresh start or start over, too. Now, relationship-wise, again, they're showing me that it's going to, I feel it will continually move forward and in a positive note. So I'm not worried about relationships. Actually, I'm feeling good about it. And I'm also feeling good about social life. I feel like between now and the end of August, there's some socializing going on. And friends mean a lot to me, and I'm having a lot of fun. So you got some good stuff coming here. Friendships are important between now and the end of August. Pay attention to your friendships, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And you got a lot of stuff here. You got some wedding imagery or engagement. Somebody may be getting married. You might get invited to a wedding or hear about somebody getting engaged. And actually, birth, too. New baby imagery I'm seeing with you, too. That's a possibility. Somebody bumps, you bump into somebody and they say, hey, guess what, and between now and the end of August, so. And a gift, too, some kind of a gift. I don't know if it's an anniversary or a birthday or, but a gift. I feel like the gift is coming to you, so it could be you giving to somebody, but I feel like it's coming to you.
My birthday is coming up.
Oh, okay, good.
End of August, actually.
Oh, good. That's what they're saying. And there's going to be some celebrating there. It's going to be like several different events for celebrating. And your birthday is one of them. And then there might be even a wedding somewhere between now and the end of August or an engagement party or something like this. But friendships and events will be satisfying and happy for you. I feel like there might be a piece of jewelry or a ring or something for your birthday, so I don't want to ruin anything on you, but I feel like there'll be a gift there, and you'll like it.
Wow, that's nice.
Let's see. That's about it. I'll leave you with that. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
I hope I helped you, and I hope it was worth your wait.
It definitely was. It was very positive, and I needed some positive stuff.
Good. And I got some numbers. I got a 1 and a 13. And then I have 11. Okay. And possibility of news being delivered. Are you looking for work or trying to change something at work?
I'm actually looking for work. So.
Okay. Don't worry about leaving me on. I'm in a stage in this where everybody knows I'm not a cold reader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the real thing.
Right.
So don't worry about leaving me on. But I felt like there was something going on with work, you looking for it or needing it or something changing, and there's a very good chance that within the next 30 days you'll be finding something. Now,
well, that's great news, and that actually relates to vehicles, so.
What's that?
That makes sense. My job would relate directly to vehicles, so.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you looking for work?
Yes.
Yeah, you're looking for work. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, within 30 days, you'll be getting something. Now, pay attention to your mail, and they're showing me the phone in the mail, so it could be either or. But I feel like you're going to be hearing from family or old friends too. I feel like somebody from your past will be bumping into you by the end of August. And I'm also feeling like if there is something going on where you're living, I'm just feeling property matters or home issues, moving, fixing, expanding, or something with the home. This will be a good time for it. So you might even get some tips on relocating if you need to relocate. So you have a lot going on between now and the end of August.
Well, that's good because it's been stagnant for a long time.
Okay, and if any of the things like I'm talking about you needed to hear, there's a good chance there'll be activity with it by the end of August.
Wonderful.
Okay, and I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, take care. Blessings. Tell your friends
God
about us.
You. I certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good
All
night.
Right. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, toll free. U.S. 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else, dial direct. 1-530-876-3222.
Are you looking for work?
Yes.
Yeah, you're looking for work. Okay.
Hello?
Now,
hello?
Hi, so
you have your radio on, or?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I basically rang up for the show of Michael Goger, which is going on.
Yep, I'm Michael Goger.
Yeah, good morning to good evening to you. I'm Chandni calling from India. I'm lucky to get you. I've been trying for so many days, but I could never get you.
Wow.
How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you got through. And you're calling from India.
Yes, I'm calling from India. I've spoken to you earlier also, and it was just that I got so busy with life that I could not speak to you again.
Right.
But I'm very lucky to have got you today.
Good. Good. And you've been trying. Isn't it amazing, the internet? You're calling, we're talking, you're in India and I'm in New York. It's
yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Your name was Shanti?
Shanti? Yes, Shanti. Yeah.
Shanti. Okay, Shanti. I feel like you got another major, I feel like it must be the night for changes. You're in a change too here.
Yes,
I feel like
still in India.
What's that?
Please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Actually, I'm not able to hear you very clearly. Your voice is coming a little low.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, how's that?
Now it is better. Yes, now it is better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes.
It must be my phone. I'm going to have to experiment with phones.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it works fine, and then it acts up. Okay, Shanti, I feel as though you got a big change going on there. It's probably it's going to affect probably moving or work or relocating now.
Yes, I got my visa for U.S., and I'll be relocating to U.S. Maybe in 1 month's time, I'll be in U.S.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Very good. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
So you're coming to
Thank
the U.S.
You so much. Yes.
Very good. Very good. And it'll be good for you. I'm feeling all good stuff for you with it. It's going to be positive. You're going to be happy. It's going to work well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of success. Don't worry about anything. It's going to go well with you when you relocate. Now, I get a feeling that is somebody going to go alone and then the rest are going to catch up? Or is there something like that going on where you have to wait for someone? Or?
Yeah, my husband, actually, he hasn't got his release from... He's working here in India.
Okay.
And he's working in the government sector. He's applied for his release. It hasn't come through yet, and we are waiting for it. So I was just quite little worried about will it come in time, because otherwise, until unless he joins me there, I'll be little, you know, like, won't be very happy working.
No.
All alone, living there all alone.
Yeah, you want to be with him, right? And I was hearing that something was delaying it, and something was being held back, and... Hang on for a second.
So you see him moving soon, or it will take time?
I do see him, you and him going together.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to go together. Does that make sense?
Alright.
Are you going to wait for him?
No, I think my employer has told me not to bring family soon, because that would involve a lot many expenses, and as it is, I really am very tight on money. I've taken a loan for my going to US, and I wonder whether I'll be able to return that in time. So there had been a lot of expense in last 2-3 months, and lot many visitors, and many things going on together.
So you're going to go first and alone?
Yes, I'll
go. And then
go,
he's
going
to follow?
Yes, they may follow me after 2-3 months, as per the plan, like.
Okay.
So even if they follow in 2-3 months, that will be just fine for me.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And follow he will. And follow he will.
Okay.
And I don't know why I didn't say that first, because I did get him following you.
And my main concern being getting a job, because till now I haven't got a job. And like, they were supposed to be an interview for the job this week, but nothing seems concrete.
Right.
And I've left my job also here in India, because they said you resign by August, they will fly me to US, but nothing has come. They were planning to fly me by mid-August, but still, like yesterday only I got a email from my employer. They said it will take a little time, and in the meantime you can, you know, go back and work, and you're like working for 1 month makes no sense. Nobody's going to accept you. You have to work for them for 1 month.
Right.
That's the problem. Anyway, so you see everything going right for me in US?
I do. I'm hearing tell us you'll be living in a new place, and it's going to be working in a new place. Working and living in a new place, I'm hearing this. So I know you're going to go and you're going to enjoy it and do well. It's definitely going to happen.
Okay.
And I'm hearing take advantage of it. That's
all
what
right.
I'm hearing.
Thank you so
much. I'm also hearing that there's going to be people that help you and make it easier for you.
Okay.
So I do know that people around you will be involved and will be able to help you and work with you.
Right.
It's not going to be like you're completely alone. And now... What I am feeling is I don't want to rush into it. Do you feel like you're rushing into it?
No, I'm not rushing into it.
Okay. Don't feel like you have to rush into it. If you can wait, or if you need to wait, don't be afraid to. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to speak your mind. If you feel like it's going too fast or you're being rushed, then say something, and then don't allow yourself to be rushed. Okay?
Okay.
I'm hearing to say this to you. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute, Shanti. I just want to make sure you understand what I was saying.
Yes.
Don't allow anybody to rush you.
No, I will not. That's it. I'm taking time. I told them, like, I want a good place to settle down, like, to work for, and I'm not in any hurry to. So I think I'm very thankful, like, God had been kind to me always, and I'm very sure this time too he will look after my needs. And then friends like you, I'm very sure good things are going to come my way. Thank you so much.
Okay, now you're going to be hearing something soon, probably by the end of August, probably within 2 weeks you're going to be hearing something.
They were planning to fly me by, they wanted me to attend some course on 12th of August, but that I don't think will be possible. Maybe end of August they will, I think.
Yeah.
I should be there.
It's going to be like between now and the end of August, but I feel like within 2 weeks you're going to be hearing something, and then things are going to start picking up or get busy, and you're going to feel like you have a little bit of pressure on you.
That's good.
Okay. And it's going to be like they want a decision, and maybe some quick changes or quick action. So it's going to be like 1 minute nothing's happening, next minute you got to make a decision. So be prepared for that.
That's good.
Okay, and I feel like there is somebody, I don't know if it's a brother or an uncle or a father, but somebody, I feel like it's a male, will help you with some of the things that you have to go through.
I think my husband, it's only my husband who has been helping me throughout.
Okay.
So,
and
actually,
two males will help you with the transition that you're going through.
Yeah,
but I do see it happening. I do see him following after you. There's no way of stopping it. He wants to be with you. There's no way you can keep that. There's no way you can keep you two apart. It'd be impossible. You understand? He wouldn't want to be away from you too long, and you wouldn't want to be away from him too long. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Shanti. Let me give you some numbers, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Or you got another question, or did I help you, or everything all right?
No, my main concern was just my movement to U.S. Like, I was unsure about when it would happen. Now, you have told me, given any time after August 15th, I will hear something good, and I'll have to rush to U.S. soon. That is what you said, and I see that it might be so.
Okay, good. So I helped you then.
Yes, you helped me.
Okay, I'll give you some numbers. I have I have a 12, 10, and 20 for you.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Good luck with everything. Blessings to you.
Good night.
Spread my name around India.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Bye. Take care.
Thank you, Shanti. Take care. Okay, if there's another caller, Don, I'll go right into another caller. I think everybody knows the number, and I'm on the roll. I might as well keep it going. If you want to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I am here twice a week, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, hello. This is Alex from L.A.
Alex, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad
I just had a simple question, the usual. Basically, I wanted to know if a friend of mine, Monica, will be returning to my life anytime soon.
I want to say yes. You know, the way I read, I can tell you right now, within 30 days, there will be a female at your side. Hopefully it's Monica, if that's who you want. But I do feel a female being at your side, probably within by the end of August.
Okay, she's currently in another country, and I haven't heard from her in a while.
I was just going to say that. I feel like... I feel like there is an overseas connection here. I feel like she's out of state, or I feel like she's really out of touch, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if, I mean, if you're not, like, talking to her now and making plans or an item together or planning being together, it could possibly be another female maybe.
Oh, okay.
I mean, have you been in touch with Monica or...
The last I've heard from her was on February.
The last time you heard from her was in February?
Some issues she had to go through.
What's that?
She had to go through some issues herself before she decided anything.
I don't completely understand, but...
she had to think, you know, what to do with her life first.
Oh, she had to figure out some stuff.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, and she hasn't been in touch with you?
No.
Okay. You know, that's why when you asked me, was it Monica, I didn't come right out and say, yes, Monica. That's why I said a female.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm leaning towards probably another female.
Okay.
It could be Monica. If it is, email me, please. I'd be interested in hearing about it. But there will be a female, I do believe. Now, so be open to somebody new coming into your life.
Okay.
There's a good possibility that somebody new may come in. And it may come in through, are you going somewhere on vacation or traveling? Or?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, I feel like there may be a little bit of a journey for you by the end of August, so, man, I feel like it could be, are you moving?
I moved into my parents.
How recently?
10 days ago.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because they were asking not to move, so, that's what it is. Now, is this temporary at your parents'? Because I
would hope so, yes.
I think so, too.
New owners came into my original rental property.
Yeah.
I was giving a notice and I had to leave.
Yeah. You know, I don't think you're going to be there long. I feel like you could be, like, within 30 days planning another move. I'm not saying you're going to move in 30 days, but you may be planning it. Or actively
now.
Looking.
I just need a financial status, you know, financial means to do it.
Yeah, but that's on the it's on the agenda, and maybe it'll even be with a female. So keep your fingers crossed.
Excuse
That'd
me?
Be nice. Get your own place and a female at the same time.
A little quick.
Well, hey, I've seen crazier things happen. People would say to me, "No way, no way," and then 3 weeks later, I get an email. I am being comforted by a female, so there is a female that's going to be in your life. I don't know if it's a coworker or a neighbor or a friend already, but there is somebody there comforting me, and I feel like it grows. It grows in different ways.
A rose?
Yeah. Is there anybody now in your life, a close friend, or?
I'm actually a solitary person.
Yeah.
I don't socialize very often.
Yeah. I feel somebody, you're bumping into somebody. And I was picking up on that with, it's one of the problems, you know. I feel like you need to get out more. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like some of the isolation is possibly... like self-afflicted, not wanted, or for different reasons, many different reasons. Not enough time here, but I'm just saying that it's something that would benefit you greatly if you could get into a group or get out of the house or just... what I'm feeling is this. I'm feeling I need to expand my social circle. This is what I'm hearing. Tell him to expand his social circle because there's a definite need for it. And it might be what brings in this female, if you can maybe, join a group or go bowling. I don't know what to tell you, but if you expand your social circle, it may even bring in the female that I'm feeling and I'm being shown.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
The end of next month, you
said? You do have a turning point. Up to by the end of August, things will be a little bit different for you. I feel like it's a turning point for the better. I'm feeling more satisfied with things, so I feel other people being proud of me too. I'm not quite sure what this is. I don't know if it's family or close friends, but I feel like the people around me that are proud of me or happy for something. Something happened, and a satisfying feeling for some reason. Something was accomplished or settled or cleared up, and it's like a lucky break or a good fortune. I don't know if you're waiting for a loan or something to go through, but I feel something coming through for you, and it adds to your happiness.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so, and it leads to a turning point in your life, too. Now, you might even get invited to go away somewhere, a weekend or a day or a day trip or sightseeing or something with a little bit of meeting new people and seeing different things with other people. I feel like I'm traveling, maybe sightseeing or getting out of town or something like that going on between now and the end of August, too. Which is very beneficial for you, and you should go if you do get an invite. Don't be afraid to go. Don't be afraid to meet new people, seeing that you moved now and you're living in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of that and work it into expanding your social circle. Very important.
Okay.
That's about it, really. And keep your eyes open for a female that will seem to notice me or help me somehow. So keep your eyes open for something like that developing. Could be a lucky break with a female. Okay?
So at the end of the next month, everything will get a little bit better for me?
What's that?
At the end of next month, things will get a little bit better?
Yes. Between now and actually it's starting already, and it's going to work itself out right up until the end of August. I'm feeling that there was a change, and you're in an expansion, and you're going to be moving forward. Everything that you're going through was to benefit you in a way.
Oh, okay.
And to help you. Okay, and I do feel, like I said before, a lucky break coming or something coming through for you that adds to your happiness. And I am feeling your social circle expanding. So that's also going to add to your happiness. And then the possibility of another female coming into your life, maybe through a friendship or work or neighbor, but keep your eyes open for that. It could happen.
Okay.
Okay. Let me give you some numbers. Did I help you?
Yeah. You gave me
sure?
Good insights.
You sure? You were just wondering about the female and whatever else I had to say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And basically covered everything there. Okay, let me give you some numbers. I got a 21, 12, and 8.
8?
Yep. How's that?
Okay.
How'd you hear about the show, Alex?
Excuse me?
How'd you hear about the show?
I emailed somebody and they told me to call you.
Oh, good. And then you went looking for the station.
Yes.
Good, word of mouth. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
That's what it came about.
Thank you. Tell your friends and call back again.
Okay, well.
Take care and blessings.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, if there's another caller, Don, I'll take one more. I'll go right into another reading. I know it's getting late, and I could probably do one more here, and I'll let everybody know that you can contact me in private.
You got it. Sorry about that. I'll.
You got one more?
Not yet. A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, there. Spoke too soon. I'll put them on.
That didn't take long. Okay, folks, while I'm waiting for that call to come through, it's. I think it's on already. Caller, how you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm pretty good.
Where are you
calling
from?
Been trying to call.
Where are you calling from?
From North Carolina.
Oh, nice. What's your name? First name?
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Let's see what we got for you. I know you're my last read tonight.
Yeah, I've been trying to call.
Good. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. When they stop calling, that's when I cry. That's
well,
when the tears flow.
My fingers off.
I don't know if I'll ever see that happen, though.
No, I don't think you will.
No, I hope not. I love doing it. I love helping people.
I love just listening to it. So.
Good, thank you. I like to hear that. That's important to me because I say how many... I myself love listening to a reader, and I can sit for hours and listen to it, and... So it's good when other people have that ability. I mean, just to listen and enjoy it. not so much getting.
Well, it's nice to call and get through, but if I don't, I don't get upset because I like listening to what's said.
Good. And that's the important part for me because that means other people enjoy it too.
That's
And it gives me incentive to keep going, you know, because sometimes I feel like, am I doing the right thing? Should I keep doing it? And then somebody comes through and says, wow, you're good, or I enjoy what you're doing. And then,
no, don't quit.
No, not yet. As long as BBS will have me, I'll be here. And I'm going to be doing chat shows again soon. So,
okay.
Yeah, if any group members are listening, just watch the email. I promise you I'll be doing a show. So I know it's been a while, and there'll be a chat show probably this weekend. This weekend coming up.
I'll have to look for it then.
Yep. I'll be announcing it, and I'll be doing it. Probably a three-hour show.
I've been telling friends about it, so.
Good. Okay, Michelle, the one thing I am getting right off the bat with you is relationship. I feel like I want me to go right to relationship and love interest. And I feel like it's going to get, if you're in a relationship, I feel like it's going to get better. And if you're looking, you're going to find somebody, or somebody close to you is going to fall in love. But I feel like, relationship-wise, I'm headed in the right direction, and it's going to get better.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm in a relationship. He told me today he wanted to get married, but I just wasn't sure.
I'm feeling that. He wanted to get married, and you didn't?
No, it's not that I don't. We've been together 6 years. I just had never heard him really that serious.
Right. And, so you're validating me is what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah, it's getting better already.
Yeah.
Better than can be expected. And I do feel that there was a little bit of a delay, and it might have been on your part. And I think you validated why, because you were kind of like not used to hearing it or feeling it with him.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? It kind of surprised
you. He always wanted to be together, but he just never acted like he wanted to get married.
Right.
We have a 4-year-old daughter together, so I just kind of didn't think nothing about it.
And it surprised you when you heard it.
Right.
You know,
and I thought, is this true?
You know, it's the first thing I was shown when we started talking was your relationship and how much better it is.
Okay, good.
So I feel it's sincere, and I feel like it would be a very happy. And I feel like it's going to get more passionate, more complete. You're going to start, I don't know if you're feeling it or seeing signs of it, but just him asking you to get married is a sign.
Well, he's out of town right now. He won't be back till Monday. He's down in Louisiana cleaning up.
Okay.
But he talked to me on the phone, and he acted like that. And
okay.
We've had some problems, but he's acted better this week. So.
Okay. No, you guys are back together. Was there a split? Why did I say that? Did you just have a split?
No, not a split. He's just been gone. He gets sent away for like 2 weeks with his job to clean up Louisiana from the hurricane, and it just gives us time apart. And sometimes it's good, and then sometimes it's really not good.
I get a feeling like there might have been just a little bit of a tiff or a little tizzy a while back.
Yeah,
not too long
somebody
ago.
Tried to stir up some trouble between us. I don't feel like it was true.
Okay, I just get a feeling that there was, and now it's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that tizzy cleared things up a little.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I gave him the lowdown of the way it's going to be, or we're done.
Yeah, I feel like there was some eyes opened, and some things were cleared up.
Okay.
And I feel like work-wise, he's going to be busy. I feel like he's going to have offers on top of offers. I don't know what that means.
He does.
I don't know what it means, but I feel like he's going to be busy, and he'll be able to pick and choose his jobs. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Okay, and this could apply to you, too, if you're looking or working. And I'm hearing you guys are back together, and it's better than ever. I'm hearing that. Now, and it's going to continue, I feel, right up through the end of August, at least, anyway. And I don't see no signs of it deteriorating. And
okay.
I feel like almost like somebody's going to Is something going on with the property or their home? Is he selling or buying or
thinking? Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'm looking at land to sell mine that we're in right now to get something bigger for our horses.
Okay.
And plus, I teach a dance and called clogging in my home, and I need a bigger spot.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing, buying a home.
So that's going to happen?
Buying a home or making one bigger and improving, and you just validated that. So that's why we call it your inner thoughts. That's where it all starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it all starts.
I have been looking at land for about a month now. So.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, are you thinking about business with land, doing a business?
Yes.
Or selling
yes.
it? Or am I
yeah,
hitting
that's
that?
The one main reason we're even doing it.
Oh,
I need a bigger
so
place.
You can make money off it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
We have horses, and we want to do a birthday business where the little kids come and ride the horses and all.
Oh, good, man.
And plus I have clogging teams, so
good.
I need a bigger place for them to practice.
Awesome. And follow through on that, because there's talent there, and you're going
to
cash in on it.
Oh,
I feel
good.
Like you're doing things with land to make money. And you're doing different things to make money. Different types of talents are being used in order to create your life. And I think that's the dance school there and the horses and the land. And so you're on the right track and doing the right thing.
Okay.
And I feel like you're going to discover something else, too, where you might figure out a new way of...
Well, I'm always looking.
I think you're going to stumble on a new way of making money with the stuff that you already have or the things that you're already doing.
Okay.
By the end of August, too. So kind of stay alert for new ideas or different ways of doing things.
Okay.
Okay?
All
and,
right.
Sure I'll give you some numbers and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Okay, I got a 6, a 3, a 9. And that's it.
6, 3, and 9.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle.
Sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank
Tell
you
your friends
too.
About
Bless
me.
Bless you. I sure do.
And
I've
BBS
been
Radio.
A lot of friends about it. So.
BBS Radio is the best radio station on the planet.
Yes, it is.
That show is your inner thoughts.
It's the only thing I listen to on the radio.
Awesome. Good. Thank
okay.
you.
All
Thank
right.
you, Michelle.
Thank you
have a good night.
All right, bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I'll see everybody back here again Sunday night. That'll be the 30th. This coming Sunday, I'll be here at midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Blessings.